This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
All you fans of designer clothing out there know that the runways of Paris and New York and Milan usually set the tone for what the rest of us wear. Well, even though the models don't look it at all, some of the most prestigious European fashion houses have picked up on a trend from the less expensive part of the fashion price scale, plus-sized clothing. As we usually do when we have fashion questions, we call fashion journalist Kate Betts. Hey, Kate, it's good to talk to you again.
Hey, Kai, how are you?
I'm good, but I'm not in Milan, man. Every time we talk to you, you're someplace fun.
I know. I'm lucky that way.
That's right. Can we define terms here for a second? When we say plus size, what exactly does that mean?
I think in America, they define that as size 14 and up.
Uh-huh.
Something like half of the U.S. female population is a size 12 or larger.
So when we say plus sizes have made it to couture, I mean, are these like the tippity-top designers doing this?
Yeah, I mean, it's really all segments of the market now. Designers like Tommy Hilfiger, Donna Karan, Oscar de la Renta are all getting into that business. And the rumor is that Adele is in talks with Burberry to do a line.
Really?
Ralph Lauren just hired the Australian plus-size model Robin Lawley. So there's a lot going on, yeah.
You know what's funny about that list of designers is that I actually knew their names, which means this is it's becoming this thing that regular people know about, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's something that regular people have known about, but there's a whole movement in terms of the less expensive end of the market attracting a younger consumer in this market. Like brands like Forever 21 and Lucky and H&M and The Limited and Hot Topic are all doing plus size lines. And they're even going after kind of the tween market.
Hmm. You know, when you and I talk about this stuff, you always have to remind me why it matters. And you always say it's because what happens at the high end eventually winds up at the low end. Is this a case of that being flipped on its head a little bit in fashion where the low end has been doing plus and now the high end is seeing that there's money to be made there?
Yeah, I think it is. And I think that's also probably a general trend in terms of all apparel, because the less expensive end of the market has been able to turn over so quickly. You know, they can manufacture clothes much faster. So the high end has had to pay more attention in general to what's going on at the lower end of the market.
Nobody's doing this, of course, out of the goodness of their hearts, right? I mean, there is money to be
made. Oh, yeah. It's a really important market. It's like $19 billion in the U.S. alone.
Here's the thing, though. What took them so long?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Right?
Well, you know, things have changed. I mean, I think in America, especially, women have gotten bigger. I mean, if you look at statistics in 1985, the average size was 8, and now it's a 14. Everybody seems to be more interested in fashion, and they want to wear fashion, and they haven't been able to find the sizing in that market.
Yeah. Kate Betts, fashion journalist. We tracked her down, as we always do, in someplace cool, Milan. Her book, by the way, is called Everyday Icon, Michelle Obama and the Power of Style. Kate, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Kai.